TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Ashley Willens is an assistant professor at the Harvard Business School, where she studies how people navigate trade-offs between how they spend their time and how they spend their money. Ashley believes that people feel more pressed for time than ever before because we prioritize earning money instead of gaining time. In today's episode, she shares simple strategies to overcome what she calls time poverty, and gives tips on how to experience more fulfilling social relationships and satisfying careers.
Over 80% of working Americans today report feeling time poor, like they have too many things to do in a day and not enough time to do them. These rising rates of time poverty have crushing effects on our happiness, our social relationships, and our physical health. Time poverty silences our laughter, steals our joy, and depletes our personal well-being. I'm a happiness researcher. I have a PhD in behavioral science. I wrote a 150-page dissertation on the link between time stress and unhappiness. My life's work thus far has taught me this one simple truth. Prioritizing time is really hard. We are taught that money is our most valuable resource. Our free time becomes time confetti thanks to our constant connection to our cell phones. And we say yes way too often, in part because we think we're going to have more time in the future than we do in the present. But luckily for us, the time rich among us make small, simple decisions in their everyday lives that allow them to have more and better time. The time rich among us prioritize time over money. No matter how much money they make, they're willing to give up some of their money in order to have more and better time. They're also likely to take all of their paid vacations. Now, this seems obvious, but many of us don't do it. If your boss were to put a giant stack of money on the table in front of you, you wouldn't walk away from it. But by failing to take all of your paid vacation, that's essentially what you're doing. You're walking away from a gift of time. They also spend more time savoring their daily experiences. They also spend time engaged each day in activities that we know are good for happiness, socializing with friends and family, volunteering, and exercising, even if just for a few minutes. As it turns out, giving away our time for free by volunteering is one of the best ways to feel like we have more of it. Maybe they have more time for these activities because they're also willing to pay to outsource their most disliked tasks to others. My data suggests that simply spending as little as $40 to outsource our most dreaded task to others can really pay off in terms of happiness and stress. Lastly, the time rich among us keep time affluent to-do lists. Each day, we are rewarded with small moments of free time, like during our morning commute or while standing in line at our local supermarket. The time rich among us don't squander this free time. They capitalize on it. They keep lists with activities that they can complete in these found moments, like texting their friend, calling their mom, or reading an ebook. So the next time you feel compelled to take that "what celebrity do I look like" quiz on the internet, try texting your best friend instead. It can be hard to prioritize time, in part because unless we are paid by the hour, it isn't always easy to measure what the value of our time is worth. But we can make time-related choices easier for ourselves. I define happiness dollars as the income equivalent of the happiness that you'd experience from making a time-related choice. And as it turns out, people who make less money actually benefit more from making time-related decisions. Outsourcing our most dreaded chores to others might feel frivolous, but we can see here that it really pays off. Outsourcing our most disliked tasks like house cleaning or grocery shopping produces a happiness gain. And if we add up all of the activities that I just mentioned, vacation, savoring, spending more time engaged in happiness-producing activities, creating time affluence to-do lists, we can actually make ourselves happiness rich. Who doesn't want that? Okay, so I'm sure some of you are sitting here thinking about how to game the system. I'm just gonna outsource my most disliked task to someone else and then spend this additional free time working and making money while all these other suckers focus on free time and happiness. Not so fast. Some activities are so unpleasant that they actually feel like a pay cut. So if you spent all of your time outsourcing that you gained by outsourcing your most disliked task to others working, this would actually produce a net loss in terms of happiness. The purpose of this exercise is to see that being as careful with our time as we are with our money is an investment. Time is hard to account for. It is easily spent, squandered, stolen, and lost. To overcome our overwhelming feelings of time poverty, we need to start shifting our attention away from work and making money to having more and better time by savoring our daily experiences, planning for our time as carefully as we plan our money, and holding ourselves accountable, such as by creating time affluence to-do lists. Our happiness depends on it.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded in Boston, Massachusetts. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Cambridge. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.